What does Alabama seem to offer to people, and like, why have you stayed here and not moved anywhere?
Well, one reason I never did, but I don't see any reason why. I guess it's because I was born in the Southern. Now, I had a lot of friends, and I still got a lot of friends. It's Northern Yankees, we call them, that I was in service with. It's Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, New York, Vermont, and all them places. I still got friends up there that I correspond with some, you know. But they like to come down here. But I just love to live in the South, because it's the Southern people is just a little bit slower than the Northern people on taking action against anything. It's gonna be make no harsh decision on this. Let's just take the time and see what is going to be the best for everybody's involved, and it's not just for me. Up north, they make decisions like that. Most of your history, you read your history, they tell you like that. But I just raised here. I just don't want to leave. I want to be buried in the soil of the South.
When did your family move to Alabama? Where did
they came out of Georgia. My great granddaddy fought the Civil War. He's buried.
Didn't I find my son?
And he come out of Georgia. He come out of South Carolina. So he was in the 16th South Carolina Regiment, Hemerton Division. I've run a tree on the spoon side of the family. He's buried at Mountain Creek up here in Old Level. Baptist Church Cemetery up there, that's where he's buried. They came out of South Carolina. Now, on my mother's side, the Johnsons, they came out of Georgia into Alabama. I haven't found out this is exactly what part of Georgia they originated into and where they came out of, but I know they come out of Georgia into Alabama.
Could you tell me a little bit maybe about your marriage and what your wife was doing while you were in the service?
Well, she worked. She worked at cotton mill, Santa Cruz Thatcher Company, while I was in you don't have to be arrested out because I ain't gonna have time. While I was in service, she worked. We correspond one another with letters, you know. I didn't see her from 43 to 46, latter part of 46, 3 years. Almost a year there, I didn't see her. But when I got out of service, came back, and I went back to work, we were in a little 2-3-room house. And we didn't have any children. Before I left old service, I didn't want to leave with the responsibility by herself. So when I got back home, we had the girl and the boy. And my son works at Fort McClellan. And their daughter, she's a part-time teacher up here at Spring Garden. And we've had our ups and downs and trials and tribulations, but we managed to it for 53 years.
Do you have any documents or photographs or anything that you kept from, like, that have been passed down through your family or anything like that?
No. Like I say, she worked with her brother up here too. Of course, that's after the children done got grown, married off, and everything. She went to work with her brother. He was in a television outfit, runs television service up here. She was bookkeeper for him for about 5 or 6 years. She's retired now, and I've retired, and I worked out here when getting what little hours I want. And next week, Lord willing, nothing happens on Monday, we hit it for Gatlinburg. Oh, we go eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Could you tell me your mother's name and father's name?
My mother's name was Ader Spoon, A-D-A. And my daddy's name was Luther.
Did you...
My mother was born in 1907, and my daddy was born in 1905.
What maybe major accomplishments do you think that you've made, or...?
Well, I think the first major accomplishment that I made was the good Lord been good to me. He let me live to retire. And I retired. It was a good job, good salary. And we've had our good health, and we've saved a little money. And my accomplishment was to, I think the greatest thing was to let me raise my two kids. And right now my pride and joy is my grandchildren.
Did you ever belong to any kind of union or anything like that through any
never,
of them?
Never belonged to a union in my life. I belonged to the American Legion, BFW, Masonic Lodge. I belonged to the Masonic Lodge, those Apache Lodges, and the last one you spell those Apache, because I've got a card for that. I belong to BFW. I'm a live member of the BFW Veterans of Foreign Wars. And, that's the only thing that I own, thing that I belong to. No, I never belong to you.
What local events have you participated in? Have they mainly been through the Civic Center, or...
What's that now?
Local events, maybe, that you participated in?
Well, let's see. Well, we've got the senior program. We have a senior program here. I'm a head of it, organized it, senior citizen program. We meet once a month.
What about state or regional events?
Well, we participated in the state senior events. And
maybe national events?
No.
Well, do you have any special skills maybe that stand out to you?
No, the only skill that I have is to love thy neighbor. Be friends with everybody you come across.
Thank you.
You're welcome.